Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Leanna, and we're talking a little bit about how do you come down off the high of working and move into retirement? I mean, that's what we do all day long with clients. And surprisingly, it's maybe not surprisingly, but it's not that easy, right? People take for granted, Leanna, that I just quit work one day and then I'm doing something else the other day.
Yeah, I'm retired now, but what does that actually mean? And what does that mean for your day to day? What are you filling that time with? And what does success in retirement look like when you don't know what you're filling your time with?
Yeah, and then there's a notion of, you know, we deal with a lot of, I'd say type A people, and they've been successful spending time climbing the corporate ladder, if you will. You know, how do you come down from there? And who are you after you leave that position, right? So it's an issue of self-identity and personal worth, and all of these things are tied to it, which most people don't talk about, but today we're going to.
Yeah, that's
right. And we've got a terrific guest to help us understand that, somebody who's gone through all this. Laura Black is the author of Climbing Down the Ladder. Laura, first of all, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
It's such a pleasure to be here with both of you.
Now, I've read a little bit about your background, and I think it is fair to say that you did a lot of climbing the corporate ladder, were very successful, certainly in your personal, your both personal and professional endeavors. And then you're at the stage now where you've had to come down that. So I'd like to know just a little bit about this notion of climbing down the ladder. Where did this come from for you?
You know, climbing up the ladder, we are so goal-focused. And there's measurements. And actually, it starts as children. We get report cards, and we get grades, and we have college acceptances. And there's always these markers for achievement, and we're always looking, where are we going? And we get into the workforce, and we have goals for ourselves. Do I want to climb to this stage? Do I want to be an executive, a vice president? So there's very clear marks of achievement. Once we're there, it's like, okay, now what? I've done it. Where am I going to go? And sadly, it happens at the same time where there's a lot of other losses in our life. If we have children, it's a time where they fled the nest, so we're empty nesters. It's a time that we have aging parents, or in my case, you know, I lost my parents. We have physical losses, we lose friends, so it's a time of tremendous loss. At the same time, we're losing part of our identity. However, there is a different kind of happy that is awesome. And I was not prepared. I remember that first morning I woke up where I didn't have to go any place. And I went in my office that I filled with file folders, and my computer was set up and the printer. And I got on and I'm like, okay, what am I doing? I started searching for new business ideas. And then the internet went down and I realized there was no IT department or assistant to manage it. And then I thought, manage what? So it is tough.
For all of those people then, Laura, who have had that kind of success and they've climbed that ladder, how do you actually measure success in retirement if that's kind of the benchmark to which you're accustomed to aiming for?
Right, it's that measurement. I think it's a process. For me, success is contentment and joy and being in the moment. I realized one day I was sitting on the balcony, and it's embarrassing to admit this, but I never watched a bird fly. I was watching this big bird, and I saw that it wasn't flapping its wings for most of the time. It was just soaring. And it only flapped its wings, I guess, when it was changing direction or when necessary. And I realized that when we're so goal-focused and there's so much in our lives, we pass up so much, like watching a bird. And that bird soars, and I never really soared. I was always flapping my wings. And there's a new kind of energy.
You said something that I think is very, it's both interesting and I think it's important. And Leanna, we alluded to it at the top of the segment. This is this notion about being prepared or unprepared, Laura. And you said that you were unprepared for it, having gone through it. What advice would you give to those people that are approaching this thing that we call retirement in terms of getting themselves ready for what they're going to experience?
What I came to find, and I talk in the book about the wheel, and if we can use an analogy of a wheel or a pizza with the different pie-shaped areas, career was only one slice of that pie. And I didn't need to replace that slice. I had to take all the other slices and make them bigger. So for example, relationships was a slice. When you're busy working, you can't develop new friendships. You just don't have the time. So that was a big part. My community, giving more to our communities, learning. You know, who has time to think about learning something totally different? Whether for me, I tried a little bit of art, music, whatever it is. Leisure, you know, that's a new concept. And for me, it was. And of course, health, you know, exercise and all the things we should do for us, spirituality. So it's taking all those other sections. And while we're still working, I think it's really important to be mindful that we do need our friends and we need our community and we need our hobbies. And even though we don't have the time to jump full in, we can start preparing those areas of our life.
I think that's an important element. I mean, we see the wheel's a cool idea. That actually is an easy way to visualize it. I appreciate that sort of imagery on it. What people I think don't realize is that the work slice of that pie is in the order of 40 to 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it in that respect, it actually takes some thought. It's not like you have to fill a half an hour a day, which, mm-hmm. you know, you could wing it on a daily basis. But when you have to fill that kind of time in a day, it's material and it takes some planning. Laura, the last thing I'd like you to address, if you could, is this notion of identity. You don't have a business card anymore, you reference in the book. And what impact did that have on you? And, you know, taking from that experience you've had, what do you suggest for people whose identity is often wrapped up in what they do, not necessarily who they are?
Right. In fact, I remember so clearly, I was invited to a big corporate holiday party shortly after retirement. And I said, what am I going to do? I don't have a business card. How am I going to meet people? I was so used to handing cards and exchanging. Who am I? What I ended up doing, which helped me so much, is I bought personal cards with just my name and my email and my phone number. So I had something to give out when I met people that I wanted to have more of a relationship with. I stopped asking people, what do you do? And started asking people, how do you spend your time?
Yeah, I think that's a really neat way to phrase that question.
Yeah, and a lot of it is giving ourselves permission, saying we've done enough, we've proved enough. This is sacred space. We need to maximize it. Each day's a gift. And sometimes it takes, for me, I had to look back to see what motivated me in the first place. Did I still have to prove anything? And realize we don't, it's okay. And be filled with gratitude and be present.
Well, I think that is a terrific place to end this. We could talk endlessly about this. It is it's a very complicated thing that most people sort of give a cursory thought to before they retire. And I appreciate you shedding some light on this. Now, you are an author and your book is titled Climbing Down the Ladder, A Journey to a Different Kind of Happy. If somebody's interested in getting a hold of this, Laura, how best to do that?
Yes, it's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any of the websites. It's officially out January 17th, but it is available for pre-order now.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the book, and we appreciate you shedding some light on this interesting transition that we all are going to go through.
Pleasure speaking with you both.
We've been joined by Laura Black, author of Climbing Down the Ladder. Now, listen, we got to talk about this notion of climbing down the ladder. Whether you're a type A personality CEO like Laura was prior to her departure or anything else, right? The transition has to be planned out well. And we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
Exactly. Our next seminar is Tuesday, January 24th. It's 7 p.m. You can attend either live online or in person. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club here in Calgary. Now, you need to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to do that.
Should Alberta leave the CPP and start its own pension plan? Stick around after the break. That's our discussion. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.